An outpouring of public disapproval greeted an unexpected overhaul to the legislative bill dealing with legal marijuana in Alaska. For 2 hours, public testimony to the Senate Finance Committee criticized a redrafted version of Senate Bill 30. The measure creates a legal mechanism for turning ballot measure 2 into law. Earlier in the Judiciary Committee, legislators stripped marijuana out of the Controlled Substances Act, but callers like Beth Carroll from Fitz Creek were dismayed that the Finance Committee reversed that provision.
I would first ask that the Senate Finance Committee restore the Judiciary Committee's version of this bill, which I feel was very carefully deliberated and thought out, and was on its track to being a very good bill that we could all agree on and find compromise. I'm opposed to this because it creates the underlying assumption of the intention of criminality by simply possessing more than a pound in the home.
The new version of SB 30 includes a felony charge for possessing 16 or more ounces of marijuana and leaves several misdemeanor charges on the books as well. The measure also restricts legal transport by drastically expanding what counts as an open container in a vehicle. Many of those who called in from around the state identified as cancer survivors and medical patients who rely on marijuana products for treatment and say the revised bill doesn't address their needs. Mike Glasgow of Homer has been treating a rare form of arthritis for decades with medicinal marijuana.
Now, I'm a full-time carver, and I have manly-looking hands. I am not deformed by arthritis, and I attribute it solely to the CNNs and the oils from the cannabis.
In total, 36 Alaskans spoke, not a single one of them in favor of the revised bill. Multiple callers like Brandon Emmett of Fairbanks directed their frustrations at committee co-chair Pete Kelly, a Republican from Fairbanks.
I'm compelled to testify today due to the disappointing posture taken by co-chair Pete Kelly. Senator Kelly represents a district that voted 57% in favor of the initiative, yet sees fit to support legislation that would schedule marijuana alongside other powerful pharmaceutical drugs and impose harsh penalties for marijuana violations.
The Senate Finance Committee will hold another hearing tomorrow at 1:30 p.m.